This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Toll free as we launch into the second hour of this program. Live Sunday edition of the show. We still have more to talk about with the supposedly coming dictatorship in Venezuela. An update on what's been going on there with the historic, horrible sham vote happening today, where essentially Nicolas Maduro is going to be aggregated even more power to himself after the Constitution is rewritten.
Arrogated.
Oh, thank you.
Arrogated, says Johnny
arrogate,
Ray.
Arrogate. To arrogate more power to himself. And it's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio here tonight. Let's go to your calls and thoughts first, though, where JTK, or John, is, I think, on the line here in Nevada. Hey, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Great interview you had yesterday with Roger Ver.
Thanks.
Absolutely fantastic.
You wouldn't be surprised how many people are upset about the interview.
Are there people upset?
Didn't bother to call in.
Oh.
Like, I get one of the most important people in Bitcoin that, you know, has lovers and haters all over the place, and none of the haters call in.
Well, to be fair, Mark, one critic did say we did not promote in advance very well on Roger's appearance, and that's true.
We did not promote heavily, that's for sure. But we don't generally promote interviews too heavily.
Yeah, I generally find that if I promote an interview in advance that it gets canceled on me, and then we end up looking bad when the person, you know, has to put it off another couple of days or whatever. But you did actually post about it during the interview, and it was a two-hour-long interview. Was it beforehand?
I kept sharing it while the interview was going on.
And the thing with Roger is, you know, anytime Roger's name pops up on the internet, especially anything he posts, and I suspect he posted something somewhere too. In fact, I'm sure he did. I know I saw it. I think it might have been on either Steemit or his Twitter. But either way, I think he did post something about it. And anytime he posts something, haters are all over him, like white on rice.
Flies on, you know, stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, again, it's pretty lame that, you know, they claim that they want to call him out, but they don't actually do that when they have the chance to have a real conversation with the guy. And I understand, you know, the typical response is, oh, well, Roger, who, by the way, listeners who don't know, we're talking about, it's Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, huge advocate for the Bitcoin world.
And, a.k.a. you memory dealers.
That's right, and a lot of people hate him. A lot of people hate him for taking sides in this ongoing Bitcoin geek war that has been going on. And one of the other excuses I saw was, well, I've sent Roger a message and he blocked me on Facebook or, you know, blocked me on Twitter or whatever, so he doesn't want to have a conversation. Well, guess what? If you get him on the phone, he doesn't know who you are. You've got an open phones radio show here where you can say anything that you want to, as long as it's not the F word or the S word.
And here's a little surprise for you. Facebook and Twitter aren't actually conversations.
Right.
Facebook and Twitter are a way to sort of blast out a message. And then if you get down in the trenches and start fighting with the trolls, you've lost. There's no particular reason to do that. Roger Ver posts stuff and then leaves. He doesn't even respond to it. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, no, as far as Roger goes and the haters, I don't understand completely what's going on there. All I know is Roger Ver is clearly a sane person, intelligent, and acting in good faith. And, you know, and he's getting slagged for I don't know what.
It doesn't mean he's right, right? Like,
no,
sane,
intelligent, he's right.
And acting in good faith is
right.
All that a man can do, right? Like, that's
right.
All you can ever ask from a person.
Hey, he stands up for what he believes in. He puts his money where his mouth is.
And then after that, you know, like, we just
may be wrong.
History just has to see whether you're right or wrong.
And we're going to find out a lot about that coming up here in less than 48 hours because this Bitcoin hard fork is slated, according to Coin.dance, which is a cool little website that helps visualize some of the things going on with Bitcoin technically. They've actually got a countdown to the Bitcoin Cash hard fork. As we are speaking right now, we are about 36 hours away from that happening. So we're going to know for sure whether, or more so, whether this Bitcoin Cash experiment, this fork from Bitcoin, where Bitcoin is basically splitting into two. So if you have Bitcoin right now in a wallet that you control the private keys to, coming up after about 36 or so more hours, you're going to have that same amount of Bitcoin, the original Bitcoin, and then you're going to have this new Bitcoin, the Bitcoin Cash. And whether or not, you know, people respect it as Bitcoin is going to be another question. Some people are saying, oh, it's just an altcoin. It's not going to have much support behind it. And we don't know. Right now, it doesn't look like it. Shapeshift.io's Eric Voorhees got on Twitter today saying that he's going to dump all of his Bitcoin Cash as soon as he gets his hands on it. And he's not the only one who's planning on doing that. Other people are saying they're going to dump the original Bitcoin. People like me who don't take a, you know, I don't take a side in this particular conflict necessarily. I don't know what the future holds. I'm just going to hang on for the ride and see what happens.
I saw that Jax is supporting BCC.
They are going to implement the Bitcoin Cash into Jax, but it's probably not going to be the day of the split, so it may be a few days after that. Not sure exactly when that's going to be done. But, yeah, if you've got your Bitcoin in Jax, at some point it will, you know, Jax will be updated, and then it'll split off into the equivalent amount of Bitcoin Cash. And I've heard people.
I think it's worth pointing out that Bitcoin Cash, if you're going to call it, because it's going to be its own coin relatively soon. In 36 hours, it's going to be its own coin. It doesn't matter whether you call it a clone. It doesn't matter whether you call it a fork, you know, whatever you call it, whatever the terminology is, it is going to be its own coin in 36 hours, and that coin, according to the futures price right now at coinmarketcap.com, that's the futures price, but there are places where you can currently trade your future Bitcoin.
Right.
And it's at this point it's trading between 800 according to Roger Ver, 800 and like 300, and you know it's difficult to know
where it's going to end up.
But this is undeniably by market cap, undeniably. I don't care what side you come on. This is a fact. It is a top five coin.
If it opens at the prices it's currently trading
before
at.
Before it even really exists.
Yeah, that's true. And there's a lot of people
who are...
Why would
it not open at the prices that it's currently trading at?
So here's some... Well,
that's not how the futures market works.
Well, first of all, it's going to open at whatever price it's currently trading at on the time that it happens, which is going to be different from what it is right now. So it's not going to open at the price, whatever it is right now.
It's traded between 3 and, six.
The trading's probably going to get even crazier as we get even closer to, you know, this magical point.
And I suspect you'll see a dip because a lot of people will dump it. It'd be a guess.
We don't know. We don't know how many people are going to dump what. That's why it's going to be an interesting day on Tuesday when this all goes down. It's noon time.
A lot of people lose their shorts in futures markets.
It's expected to happen at 12:20 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time.
If it's not dangerous enough for you, try the derivative markets.
It's supposed to go down. The split is supposed to happen at 12:20 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time on Tuesday. So it's going to be like 8:20 in the morning Eastern Time, as I understand it, when that happens here. One of the interesting things that's been going on, and I don't know if this has affected you at all, John, but our co-host Daryl W. Perry, he has been trying to get his Bitcoin out of Coinbase, and he's not the only one. Coinbase is so backed up with withdrawal requests that they are not processing them. Daryl's gone on now more than 30 hours waiting for a simple Bitcoin withdrawal. And that has led to some very interesting speculation as to whether or not Coinbase actually has the Bitcoin that they say that they have. Have they lent it out, perhaps? Have they done things with your Bitcoin if you are a Coinbase customer?
Oh, Coinbase, how do I hate thee? Let me count the ways.
Go ahead, John.
We just saw a really bad sign. We went to take some Bitcoin out of Coinbase. Not a lot, but
when?
For the very first 2 days ago.
Okay.
And for the very first time, the question was, well, what are you going to do with this? Where is it going to go?
Whoa.
We're going, what? What business is that of yours? But they said, so you sent it to another exchange or what? And they said, no, not to another exchange. And they said, well, we're not sure about that. We're going to have to take 72 hours to think about this.
Whoa.
And who's this?
So, Coinbase.
Oh, man.
Coinbase. So that was a really bad sign. I don't know how that'll turn out, but it's troubling.
So you're still waiting.
I don't even have a Coinbase account. Never
still
opened
waiting.
One.
Wow. Good luck, John. I don't know if there was more that you were
calling.
Do you have
more?
I did have a point right. about your college yesterday.
Stand by. We're going to continue here with John in Nevada. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Daryl did just report that after more than 30 hours of waiting, his Coinbase transaction finally did clear.
Woo!
There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here. Bring up anything you want. Live Sunday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. 3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. We've got John still with us in Nevada. We're going to bring him back, but also I do want to let you know about the mining pool over at pool.bitcoin.com. Now, right now, you can only mine the old Bitcoin, but coming up in about 36 hours, there's going to be another option available where you could then mine the new Bitcoin Cash, if you wanted, over at pool.bitcoin.com. You can go there and learn how you can make money just by investing into this. You don't have to know how to mine. You don't have to know the technical aspects. You don't have to run a server or any of the, you know, the confusing crap that comes along with mining. You can just pay them to do it for you, and then they pay you back. That's the idea. You can have some idea of what you could make when you use their calculator over at pool.bitcoin.com. That's pool.bitcoin.com. But if you are one of those technically adept miner types and you do know what you're doing, you can also join pool.bitcoin.com and get the biggest payout in the industry. Currently, I think at 110%, although Roger said they may have to reduce that here shortly. But either way, you can get behind the folks over at pool.bitcoin.com with your miner. Or again, if you're not a miner and you just want to get into it, you can invest in that. And it's super easy to do. Mark and I have both done it. Pool.bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls or back to your calls, John in Nevada, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. You had a couple callers yesterday with Roger Veer, and they were having a problem with a thing a lot of people have a problem with, understandably, and they can't wrap their heads around what is Bitcoin backed by, or isn't the fact that it seems to be backed by nothing, isn't that really scary? And you guys gave great answers. Roger Veer gave great answers. But there's one little thing that I would have added, and it won't be new to you, I don't think, but
it might be new to our listeners, so please go ahead.
It might be new to some listeners, is that when they say, well, money should be backed by gold or silver, the next question is, well, what's gold backed by? And, you know, gold was money thousands of years ago before it had any industrial uses. The only things you could do with it were, like, make pretty things out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't eat it. It didn't make good weapons. You know, so what was it backed by? Well, wasn't backed by anything. But it had certain qualities which are good to make it money. And Bitcoin has all the same qualities.
More so.
Has most of the same qualities that make it good. Now, people ask, well, I want something I can hold in my hand. And I can understand that. You can hold a gold coin in your hand. But why is it important to be able to hold it in your hand? Well, if you hold it in your hand, you know that you have this and nobody else does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really important property of money. But if you look at the math of Bitcoin, you realize that it gives you exactly the same functionality. If you have the keys in your possession, then the money is yours and no one else has it.
That's right.
So I think you have to ask people to get them to think about what is gold backed by? What is silver backed by? And then they realize it's not backed by anything. It's just an appropriate commodity for money. And so is Bitcoin.
Well, so
that's one way to look at it.
I agree with everything you've said. I must say it's from a sort of emotional, visceral level that I find opening my Bitcoin cold storage wallet, which I don't have access to on a day-to-day basis, but if I have to, for whatever reason, get into it, I go through the practices of doing it. I can only do it during the daytime and, you know, those a few things that sort of impediments I've put for myself to keep it secure. But when I do, you know, get into this thing, I'm terrified. My heart is racing. I just want the numbers to show up on the screen the way I remember them to being on the screen.
What if you've been hacked?
Well, yeah, what if, right. Like, what does hacked even mean to somebody like me? I'm just afraid all the time of the internet, right?
But you don't feel the same way with gold in a safe or
right.
something.
Right. If I had gold in a safe in my house and I could turn the dials, I would know that the gold was still there in that safe. Mm-hmm. Now, my house would then be, open to looters. You know, they say gold is the currency of kings. Well, that's because kings ultimately always end up with it. The government confiscated gold in the 1930s from people, and if you had gold in your house, you know, frankly, you could expect a
visitor. The American government.
Yeah, the American government did that. you could expect a visitor if people knew about it. So, but anyway, if the gold was there, I would be confident that it was in the safe, whereas sort of, you know, for me, opening up a Bitcoin wallet that hasn't been opened in 3 months,
you
4 months, 6 months,
confidence.
I do not have the same confidence. It's been there. It's always been there.
And that learning curve is intimidating for anybody. Even though Bitcoin is today a lot easier to use, a lot easier to back up, it's a lot easier to, you know, get those keys and write them down with the 12 words, for instance. The old keys used to just be a jumble of characters. Would have been impossible to, you know, write that down. So they've made it easier over time, but there's still a learning curve. People don't feel comfortable. It is new technology, so there's a lot more that the average person has to get over and come to grips with something like this. They're entering new territory. Even though, as you point out, John, it's very similar territory in a lot of ways to gold. You know, you can draw parallels to it. That doesn't make it feel any less intimidating to the average person.
Oh, it's totally true that Bitcoin is still very complicated and a pain in the neck to administer, especially, you know, if you're dealing with more than a few dollars of it and, you know, you worry about it. It's totally understandable. And it is too complicated for most people now. And there's a lot of advances that need to be made in making it much easier for people. But I expect those to come. But, you know, I was just responding to the fundamental objections that people have. What is it backed by? Why can't I hold it in my hands? But,
Thank you.
No, the practical problems are still there, and they're very real. And I can't possibly recommend it to everybody because I know a lot of people just don't want that much complication in their life.
Yep, it's true. Hey, John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's definitely not right for everybody. There's no doubt about it. But not all forms of money are right for everybody. Some business owners don't want to take credit cards. You know, they don't want to deal with having to pay the 3% fee. Or they don't want small dollar transactions on their credit cards. There's all kinds of objections out there. But it is important to understand how to overcome some of the basic ones, and I'm glad he called in about that. I don't disagree with what he said, but I also think that you can claim that Bitcoin is backed by something, sort of in the same way that gold and silver are backed by their usefulness in the marketplace. Now, his point was that originally they weren't that useful. They were just pretty to look at. Since then, we've, you know, determined that gold's a good conductor, and, you know, there's all kinds of the malleability is good for certain things.
It's resistant to corrosion.
Yeah, so there's definitely more industrial uses now for
these industrial
things.
Uses weren't laid out by the, Sumerians.
Right. But they are useful, and that is one of the reasons why it has the value that it does. And Bitcoin, sort of, you could say, is also backed by its network. So Bitcoin is two things. Primarily, Bitcoin is the currency, and it's the network. So imagine the way it's expressed on paper is Big B Bitcoin means the whole concept of Bitcoin, the network and the currency included.
Right.
The idea of Bitcoin. And then Bitcoin with a little b is the currency only. So I'm going to give you some Bitcoin. That would be Bitcoin with a little b.
Some people try to say bits.
The Bitcoin network is valuable because it's secure, it's global, it's decentralized. That's one of the reasons why Bitcoin is worth what it is, because it does what it says it's going to do. It allows people to transfer value around the globe relatively quickly. More coming up here. 855 450 free.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops,
poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We invite you here on the radio to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're back on the topic of Bitcoin, even though last night we spent a solid 2 hours on this subject with Roger Ver.
It's important right now, right? Isn't it important? I mean, you know, in 30 hours, Bitcoin, this amazing thing that we've been talking about for, you know, now years, went from 27 cents when we started talking about it in the beginning of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Roger Ver claimed that we talked about it in 2010, and I wouldn't be able to dispute that. I don't know.
I believe him.
Yeah. I'm sure we did. We talk about stuff like this.
Yep.
But, you know, 27 cents to $2,700 today?
It's huge.
I want to know what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks. I'm dying to know, but I'm only going
to
find out. I'm currently traveling into the future 1 second at a time,
yeah.
Right? And that's the best I can do.
So, yeah, we've been following it pretty closely here, and we're going to continue to do that. We'll get back into your calls and thoughts as well. But, Mark, folks have been donating with Bitcoin to the hope.freetalklive.com, the fundraiser that you've been primarily promoting, we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, to build an orphanage for about 45 or so youngsters in Uganda.
Yep. Well, there's about 45 orphans in Uganda currently sleeping on the floor in a room, an earthen floor, in a room with no electricity. It's big enough to hold them, but they're sleeping head to toe.
Wow.
You know, if they've got to get up and use the bathroom in the middle of the night, they got to step. Luck. Yeah, they got to tiptoe in between their friends' feet.
That sounds even worse than when I was in the holding cell at jail.
It is worse than holding cells.
Yeah.
I think it's probably not as mean as holding cells, is my guess. These kids are always sending me videos singing.
Aw.
How happy they are. They're just happy singing. African kids, and you know they're living.
Well, a pair of used shoes will make these kids happy, right? Like,
right. That's the kind
of perspective. They don't have first world problems,
right? That's the kind of happiness that they have. And yeah. it's amazing to see. If you want to give a little something to these people that are, you know, that just have this kind of joy, and so that they can have a bed to sleep in, a place to wash their face so they can go to school. They're all going to school. They're all got their books. They're currently getting enough food. Things are good. But I want to see this building built. Now, we should see construction begin again the week coming. What happened was we had to wait for a whole bunch of cement to dry, and the construction workers, as construction workers do, went on to other things. They know they have to come back, but they have not yet been able to schedule the construction workers to come back. So, you know, it should be getting anew this week, and I'm really excited to see it. They take Sunday very seriously in Uganda, and so nothing's happening today, I can assure you.
Indeed. So check out hope.freetalklive.com. And the tripling is still available, correct?
That's right. Thank you for the reminder. So Cell411 and Jax.io are both matching the funds of anyone who donates, effectively
right.
Tripling your donation. That means in order to get every phase is about $3,000 is what I'm doing. That means all I have to do is raise $1,000.
Awesome.
Right. You know, thanks to the big donor of $267 that finished out the last phase, and we're getting ready for the next phase.
260, so that tripled.
Right.
That's awesome.
Isn't it amazing?
Incredible.
It's like, you know,
more than $750.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, so it's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. David is in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Oh, yeah, howdy, y'all.
Hey.
You know, I was kind of interested in the general theory of money. You know, if you think about it, and in fact, one of your earlier callers raised this, you know, in the history of money, gold was chosen because it doesn't rust. And, you know, since you had pirates and plunderers and kings and changes of government and all sorts of different things, you could bury a sack of gold in your backyard and it wouldn't rust and it would be there 40 years later without losing an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole idea of having some stability when political instability existed, that was the lure of gold. But as you're talking about whether the computer currencies or, you know, various other attempts at trying to create products or goods, you know, inducing people to means of exchange. If you think about money as reputation, so if you're a good contractor, if you're a good talk show host, if you're a good doctor, your reputation is really what your pile of money represents. And
generally you're not going to get a pile of money if you hurt people or screw them over for very long, unless you're a politician.
And don't play your ads.
Right, right. So, but the problem is that if somebody comes along and grabs your sack of money or, you know, embezzles your bank account or in some way manipulates your value, and in my eyes, one of the biggest scandals, I think I've talked to you before about LIBOR. The London interbank offer rate, where you think about money as if you've got a great reputation, your interest rates, if you borrow money, your interest rates should be very low. And the idea that the Federal Reserve can just arbitrarily come along and tell the entire United States that interest rates are going to rise in a generalized way, as opposed to, you know, allowing people with good reputations and good
As opposed to allowing the market to decide what rates should be.
Well, but when the markets, if you just think about what you're saying there, the markets can decide to trash somebody's reputation. You know, if you've got a good doctor that's never been sued and doesn't have accidents and keeps a clean clinic, their reputation shouldn't change at all. except for the better in some cases. But if somebody decides to have market forces with doctors, and basically one of the real reasons why we've got medical problems to this day is all of the small practitioners were hit hard by corruption in the insurance industry or in the insurance field, which basically jacked up malpractice insurance for small practitioners. And it was done basically in a criminal syndicate sort of way.
Well, that's what happens when you have government regulation that regulates a business. It keeps people out. The insurance business is one of the most highly regulated businesses out there, and it's had all kinds of consolidation as a result of that. And when you consolidate a business like that down to only a handful of players, you shouldn't be surprised when corruption results.
Well, don't forget that the judicial system's a monopoly. I mean, that's what we're talking about here, is being people being sued.
Well, that even gets into another layer. If I could finish my point, though, about medicine. You know, you had a bunch of single practitioners that were working just fine. They might have been the only doctor in town. And all of a sudden, the HMOs in the county seat decided they wanted to crush all of the doctors and force them to join their HMO. They did it. And back in the late 70s and early 80s and basically through the 90s, the insurance companies were jacking the malpractice insurance and crushing the small practitioners, and that's one of the reasons why you know, we've got corporate health care right now. It's not because
and big loves big, and the government is big, and they love their big business buddies, so they all, you know, protect one another and, you know, drive out the little guy, drive out the competitor. Unfortunately, you know, people seem to think the government's going to be able to fix this problem with some sort of reorganization of their system, but it's ultimately not going to, as long as they're still the ones who are in charge, as long as there's not a free market in healthcare, and there has not been in my lifetime, and probably my parents' lifetime before that. As long as that doesn't exist, we're going to continue to see skyrocketing healthcare costs, fewer and fewer choices in the marketplace, more consolidation in the insurance industry to the point where the government ends up taking it over, and then things are going to get, you know, if they could get worse, they will get worse once that happens. Hey, thank you, David, for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, everyone will have the same crappy healthcare and innovation. Will basically be stifled.
And then they'll start killing babies because they'll decide, like they did over in the UK recently.
What was the name of that child?
Charlie Gard.
Yeah.
Charlie Gard,
he's dead now, by the way.
Yeah, he died.
After the government there decided that he wasn't important enough to go ahead and give a procedure to that.
Well,
and
the parents had gotten their own funding for
this. Right, they were going to take him to the U.S., but they wouldn't let him leave the hospital.
Because they don't want to see innovation.
Yeah, there's more coming up here. 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Try that one more time.
You've got Ian, Johnny Ray, and Marcus.
That's right. We'll take your calls about anything here. Still to come, more on Venezuela. We've been sidetracked into a conversation about Bitcoin, which is, you know, the hot topic in a lot of circles right now. A lot of people, of course, are still brand new to Bitcoin. They have no idea what forks are, or, you know, what really Bitcoin even means. They might have heard about it. If you're a listener of Free Talk Live for a little while, you probably heard a lot about it. So you probably are, unless it's your first night listening, you're probably more informed than the average person.
A friend asked
Bitcoin.
Me if he should get into Bitcoin now or wait until all these forks occur.
I would say the price is probably going to drop. I mean, if the fork happens and people start dumping these things for sale, it'll probably drop the price.
Who knows? I would guess that, but...
But we've never been through this before. This is uncharted territory.
Do you want to be before, you know, into the stock before the stock splits or after?
Yeah, good point.
You definitely want to...
I
want to
be before.
Get in
now. That's what I told him. My friend. But this is what I told my friend, a guy I've known for, 15 years, maybe a bit longer. And, you know, his wife and my wife talk weekly.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to give him bad advice. That's the advice I gave him because I believe that things are going to shake out well.
Well, it's advice, but you don't know whether it's bad or not until you know until things happen.
Not malicious,
right? You aren't intending to hurt him, but if the price you know falls and Bitcoin never recovers, then he'll be feeling sorry at that point.
He should try to determine how much he would spend initially on an initial investment, and then cut that in half. And buy some half before and half after.
I would. I put it all in now. What's the if you're going to buy after
but
anyway?
The downside is that the price drops after the split, then you're losing money.
The price is probably going to drop because you're getting two coins for the price of one. Now the question is if it doesn't drop by the full amount of both coins, then you have made money. If, does that make sense?
If you buy before the split and then you double your Bitcoin.
If Bitcoin is at 2,500 now.
Per Bitcoin.
And then it splits, and Bitcoin Cash is $500, and Bitcoin Legacy is $2,200. Then there's $200 that was created out of nothing by being in on it. Then
That's
it
true.
Splits again, and people are like, huh, everything went fine, so you're probably not going to see as big of a price drop on either side. So then there's more money created. I'm just saying...
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah, that's the thing. If the prices do go down, and I would say it's likely that at least one of them is going to go down from its initial point at, after the split. But if the prices do go down, as it, with Ethereum, when it split last year, which is the number two competitor to Bitcoin right now, both Ethereum and Ethereum Classic, the both you know versions of the split, both went down in in price. Pretty big time. And then over the,
well,
over the next year...
they went down immediately.
Over the next year, they came up dramatically.
Yeah, but they didn't went down, found a sort of equilibrium, really low prices, and then they both shot to the moon. And
over time. But yes, it's gotten you know very good.
Right.
Since
if,
then, they've come down a
if the Ethereum fork is instructive on what the Bitcoin fork is going to do, my advice remains, hold.
Yeah. Hold on, right. Hold on for the ride.
Hold.
Don't let the down price freak you out because it may be coming back up shortly.
Right. There
thereafter.
Are people in the Bitcoin sphere that are saying to sell. And many of these people are friends and incredibly intelligent. And what did John say? Intelligent, you know, they've goodwill, you know, like these.
Not insane, yeah.
Right. It was sane, intelligent, and of goodwill.
Are they saying sell all Bitcoin or just sell the Bitcoin Cash?
Or sell, like, there's other people out there that are saying sell Bitcoin. So, you know, I have it.
On the fear that the price will go down.
None of them are my friends, by the way. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But
we don't know. That's for sure.
These people are giving their best advice, too.
Yeah,
I say hold.
I say hold. That's always been a good strategy.
Selling the coin has always stung.
Yeah.
Right. The price has been kind of swingy the past week or so as we go, as we get to August, but it's swingy in kind of a narrow range, fairly near the all-time high.
That's true.
Which tells me that when the split happens, something's going to the moon. I don't know what.
Who knows, man? Because, you know, maybe Ethereum won't be instructive on how this is going to work. Maybe that's going to work differently than how the Bitcoin split is going to work. Certainly seems like it could be the same kind of thing where when it splits, both go down and then maybe they'll both come back up. Or maybe one will get squished out of existence by an attack from one chain to the other. Like, there's the possibility of an attack out there. But as Roger pointed out last night, it's not likely. Or maybe it was Anthony DiOrio. One of those two. We've been talking Bitcoin nonstop. Stop here on Free Talk Live. Of course, if you want us to talk about something else, you're always welcome to call in and take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You know what? There was actually one other point that I thought was worth mentioning about this Coinbase situation. So for listeners that don't know, Coinbase is, to their credit, one of the most popular and simple ways to get cheap Bitcoin. You can jump through their hoops, you know, identify yourself, connect your bank account, and they'll let you buy Bitcoin any day of the week at 1% over the market price. Now, again, there's no privacy involved in this. They know who you are. They might report you to the government. Coinbase is a very obedient, regulated entity. They love government regulation. They love the state. They want to be regulated. They want to be legitimate and all that. Well, now Coinbase, this massive institution in Bitcoin, this is the place where a lot of people get their start. They create a wallet on Coinbase.
A lot of people don't leave it either.
Right. But as we pointed out, Coinbase
is the Bank of America of Bitcoin.
Basically now, yeah. Coin with a lot smaller amounts of money. But yes, they're big. In the Bitcoin world, they're big. Probably a fraction of what Bank of America is as far as their wealth. But Coinbase sent out a notice earlier this week to their customers saying, hey, look, we're not going to support this Bitcoin Cash, the fork of Bitcoin that's supposed to be happening on Tuesday morning. We're not going to support this. If you want to get Bitcoin Cash, because again, if you're holding Bitcoin before the fork and then you still have it after the fork, then you get the equivalent amount of Bitcoin Cash. Not if your coins are on Coinbase. Coinbase is not going to support it, which means that you will not get Bitcoin Cash. So there's this run on Coinbase, basically. They probably thought, oh, no one cares about this. this isn't going to be a big of a deal, but it turns out there's so many people trying to withdraw their Bitcoin from Coinbase that Coinbase isn't able to fulfill the withdrawals, leading to people to fulfill them quickly. Because normally when you withdraw from Coinbase, it's like, you know, pretty quick. It's your standard Bitcoin transaction time, very, very fast. But Daryl Perry, our co-host, had just finished waiting more than 30 hours for them to finally withdraw his Bitcoins. And he's not the only one. Many people are seeing very, very lengthy delays, more than half a day or so in delays before their coins come out, leading people to wonder what's going on. Why don't they have the Bitcoin that people are expecting them to have? They should just be able to fulfill these orders. This isn't that big of a deal. It's not like they can point to the Bitcoin network and say, oh, the Bitcoin network's full. Because I checked the mempool earlier today, and it's barely got anything in it. Now, the mempool is the place where Bitcoin transactions go that are kind of stuck, meaning they don't have a high enough fee associated with them to get them through the network, to get them processed and into a block onto the blockchain, which is this distributed ledger that backs Bitcoin. The mempool for a long time this year had been very, very busy. It had been full of transactions waiting to get through it. But right now, go look up mempool chart for Bitcoin. I mean, it was down just above zero today. It was like at like 100-something kilobytes. It was lower than I'd seen it. So Coinbase cannot say that this is the Bitcoin network's transaction problem. That they can't put it off on the right. Bitcoin network. This is Coinbase's problem, and it doesn't make any sense except for when you think maybe they don't have the Bitcoins that they are supposed to be holding for you, like a bank that takes money and, you know, loans it out. Maybe Coinbase was making loans with your Bitcoin without you being aware of it, expecting that there wouldn't be a run on their bank, so to speak. But now there is. And they aren't making people whole as quickly as they want to be, which is going to leave a lot of people very angry about this. And the thing that I thought was worth pointing out was it's particularly interesting that Coinbase is a regulated entity, showing that despite all their regulation and all the government agencies that they've gone begging to show how honest they are and how good they are and, you know, how obedient that they are. They'll, look, we've jumped through all these hoops. We've got one of the 3-bit licenses in New York State. We're obedient. We're Coinbase. Go regulation, which is what they've been arguing for. They want more regulation of their business. But it's proof now, the fact that they're not fulfilling people's withdrawal orders in any decent amount of time, that's proof that regulation did absolute jack squat to protect anybody from malfeasance on Coinbase's side. They're regulated and they're failing at making people whole. In fact, they're going to even blame the regulations, saying that, oh, well, we had to go through this AML KYC, this Know Your Customer process, before we could let you have your Bitcoins. Sorry.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's Pool.Bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.